This is GIS News. Coming up, health centers to remain open for extended period. Income tax threshold to increase in 2016 and 21 additional agri-parks to be built over the next two fiscal years. The details after the break.
GIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has mandated that select health centers in the corporate area remain open this Saturday and Sunday to attend to persons with respiratory illnesses as a result of the fire at the Riverton landfill. Director of Health Promotion and Health Protection Dr. Sonia Copeland says the Maxfield Park, Olympic Gardens and Glen Vincent Health Centers in Kingston, as well as the St. Jago Park Health Center in St. Catherine, will remain open for 24 hours.
We are moving resources from parishes that are not affected into the Kingston metropolitan area so that we will have adequate amount of nebulizers and also nebulizing solutions, which is a very critical part of easing the distress for persons.
Meanwhile, persons who suffer from asthma and other respiratory illnesses are advised to cover their mouth and nose with a clean, damp rag to protect themselves from inhalation of smoke and dust particles arising from the fire at the landfill. In the meantime, the government has mandated the relevant authorities to work around the clock to extinguish the fire at the Riverton City landfill. Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan says all available resources have been mobilized to combat the blaze. He adds that the Ministry of Finance has also pledged to provide additional funding to help resolve the situation. He is also commending the representatives of government and non-governmental agencies that have committed resources to battle the blaze.
We must commend and thank the dedicated men and women, the various agencies that have been on the ground since the fire started in an effort to contain the situation. We must also extend our gratitude to representatives from Corporate Jamaica for their support as we respond to this situation.
The fire at the Riverton landfill started Wednesday, March 11. The government is to increase the personal income tax threshold in the next financial year. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says effective January 1, 2016, the threshold on personal income tax will be increased from $557,232 to $592,800 per annum. This move, he says, will provide further financial relief to PAYE workers.
For all PAYE taxpayers, that will mean an additional $35,568 tax-free income per year. And the impact in terms of lower effective tax rate will be greater for those at the lower end of the spectrum. This proposed increase in the threshold will relieve another 9,000 persons approximately from any income tax liability at their present wages.
And 21 additional agri-parks are to be established by the end of March 2018. This was disclosed by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips during the opening of the 2015-16 budget debate in Parliament Thursday. Dr. Phillips says for several years, the traditional approach has been to focus irrigation investments on a few export crops, such as sugar and bananas, leaving non-traditional production to rely on rainfall.
We intend, through the agri-park system, to change that reality and provide for the irrigation systems that will enable us to be more competitive.
So far, agri-parks have been established in Amity Hall, St. Catherine, Planted Garden River in St. Thomas, Ebony Park in Clarendon, Spring Plain in Clarendon, Yallas in St. Thomas, New Forest and Duff House in Manchester, Hill Run in St. Catherine, and Maylesfield in Westmoreland. Work is underway to complete the country's ninth agri-park in Unity St. Mary by the end of March. Three additional agri-parks are also to be established in Sunderland, Enfield, and Seven Rivers in Western Jamaica during the upcoming fiscal year. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.